Good morning, everyone. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about Supreme and what's new with them. So if you guys don't know what Supreme is, it's a fashion streetwear brand based in New York City. They started in like 1994. Pretty popular like fashion clothing brand, you know. So recently on the 9th of this month, Vanity Fair Corporation, which is the American apparel and footwear company that owns like Dickies and the North Face and Vans and Timberland, said they're set to acquire Supreme, and which includes a $2.1 billion deal. Supreme founder, James Jibba, stressed that Supreme would maintain its independence, saying that we are proud to join Vanity Fair, a world-class company that is home to great brands we have worked with for years. I don't know. This might affect the way Supreme has been thought of and sought after. It has affected their stock slightly, down 18%, but you never know. For Supreme, the move could hardly seem more opposed to its ethos, but since its origin as like a single New York like shop selling local skate stuff, and its success has been based on its independent and like uncompromised attitude as much as keeping demand high and supply low by releasing weekly drops. It was already a surprise when founder James Jibba sold half the business in 2017 to private equity, to the Carlyle Group, but to now have such a large publicly traded conglomerate takeover was even more of a shock. It kind of makes me question whether Supreme can endure the hype around the brand, or if the brand will lose the elements that made it desirable in the first place. But James Jibba himself even said that Supreme needs to be cool to survive. So will this change affect the brand or not? I guess we'll see in the future. But that's all I have for today's episode. Thank you for listening, and have a good rest of your day.